Sybil.
Happy Monday from Gulfport, Mississippi. Good morning.
Yes, we're in Gulfport, Mississippi. Jay Anthony Brown.
What is going on, Sybil? What's up, player? We're in the where, player? Where are we?
We are in Gulfport, Mississippi.
In the studio of the...
Okay, we're going to call this one the Shrimp Boat Studio.
I like it.
Okay, live from the Shrimp Boat Studios of the Tom Jordan Morning Show in Gulfport, Mississippi. We're on the road again this week.
Yes, we are.
Tomorrow, Mobile.
The Bill of Mo, baby. You know, that's where they started Mardi Gras. You got to hear that a lot tomorrow.
And you started it off already.
They invented it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They did. You're going to hear it.
You're going to hear it. If you don't know anything about Mobile, if you know anyone from Mobile,
they will tell you.
They will tell you.
You know, we started
Mardi Gras. We were the first to do Mardi Gras. You know, everybody talks about New Orleans, but we were the first.
We were the first ones to ever do Mardi Gras. Yeah.
I met the Attorney General, Eric Holder.
Yes.
And Eric Holder is from Mobile.
And he will say the same thing.
He said it.
All the things that's
you
going
talk
on
about.
That he could talk about, you know what he said? I said, Mr. Attorney General, Eric Holder, it is indeed a pleasure to meet you. You know we started Mardi Gras. Mr. Attorney General. No, I need to get that cleared up right now. You know,
man.
New Orleans gets all the credit, but we didn't start it.
Okay, all right.
Okay, Mr. Eric Holder. Right, okay, Mr. Attorney General. Then it's on to Pecola.
Pecola.
Pensacola,
Florida.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's when we begin our Florida run.
Mm-hmm.
Pensacola into
Then we go to Tallahassee. And then we end the week on Friday.
In Jayville.
In
That's
Duval.
What
Duval. That's another thing. You gotta say that. You gotta say
if
it.
If you don't, they'll put you out.
They'll find you.
First they'll find you.
Give you a warning.
Yeah, I gotta hear Duval of you.
You gotta hear.
Duval.
They get so excited. It's like the first time they ever heard it.
No, nobody's
and you have
ever
to
said
say
it before.
Just like, you can't just say Duval. No.
Duval.
And right now they are so tickled.
We love you. But this is Gulfport. This is Mississippi. This is where Katrina did the worst damage.
Did some damage, man.
Did the worser than New Orleans.
Well, yeah. Because the storm itself did the damage. In New Orleans, we're talking about where the levees broke, right?
Right, but here
we're talking about the force of nature. And what she did in terms of the damage here. And everybody, and when you look at it, you still see construction, and people say, it's coming back. And it is, but it's been a long, long road.
Because
for
Katrina's been, what, 6 years?
Yeah. 2000. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, the area that we're staying in, all of that was underwater.
Underwater.
It was done.
Huggy and Chris. They played at the casino last night.
And that was hit, too. Or is that new, that casino that they're in?
Oh, I'm sure all that was hit. But, Huggy and Chris were here.
Mm-hmm.
And you had an event.
Cocktails and Conversation yesterday at the Island View was wonderful. Saluting the lovely women leaders of Gulfport Biloxi. And it was a really, really nice turnout. And a wonderful conversation was had.
A lot of great conversation.
All right. No, talking about what's going on in our world and in our community
here.
And they are in good hands because a lot of nice and very proactive women in the community of all ages.
Okay.
I was in Miami. Thank you guys for coming out to play. Be there.
You were at a stage play?
Yeah, a stage play.
Did you remember all your lines?
I was all improv, but yes.
So it was all improv, so you remembered your lines?
Every line, yes. Okay. Case and who's the winner?
Leandria?
Yeah, she was there. She ripped it up. That counts as church. I watched her sing two songs. And talk to the lady.
Because you didn't go to church yesterday.
Would that be church, Flynn?
You know who you asking.
See, you're asking. Yeah.
So, good weekend.
Previously on the Tom Jordan Morning Show, I was in New York, and on Friday night, I went to see Usher.
You saw Usher. You saw Stevie the night before, right?
I saw Stevie the night before.
And if you had to make a comparison.
There's no comparison. You can't. That's not even fair.
But Usher's dancing and doing all
that. Okay, Stevie's not dancing.
Stevie's not dancing. And he's singing 42-year-old songs, right?
Yeah.
But it's a Stevie's a bigger show. Better would you had to compare? Which if, one?
If, I don't think you can.
You
compare.
Can't compare. You can't compare. Yeah. Usher's show was very, very good.
Uh-huh.
Now Usher's show, of course, has a lot of theatrics, a lot of staging,
yeah.
A lot of dancing, a lot of people dancing. Uh-huh. Yeah,
a lot of staging,
a lot of twerking, and
which you weren't mad at.
No, not at all.
He put the work in. Right?
The work was put in. Usher worked.
He worked.
He worked. He's sweating like James, and he's dancing and he's singing, and it was good. It was great.
Does he still have it as far as his moves and everything?
Oh, yeah, he still got it. He still got it. Now, he's not doing the flips.
That he used to do.
He stopped doing the flips.
He stopped doing the flips.
Age will go.
What is he?
Stop flipping.
Especially when you're getting toward 40. You know, mid-30s.
Yeah. Age will show up.
Age shows up and says, hey, stop that.
Hello.
But he has some younger people, some
that can flip.
That can flip, and they're flipping. They're flipping. It's a great show. It's a great show. Our friend DJ Cassidy opened.
He made it.
His bus broke, his truck broke down. So everything was good.
I had a great time.
I had a great time.
Good.
Then of course yesterday I had to pack.
Yes.
And hit the road on Saturday I had to pack and hit the road on Sunday. So here we are.
So we're here.
That's my weekend.
We're together. Again.
Okay. Let me just clear up something right now.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like when a kid walks in the room and goes, I didn't do nothing.
Or I can explain.
Let's get this out the way.
That wasn't me.
My friend.
See, what happened was
old school.
That's not my work.
Extraordinaire. Bernard Hopkins got his butt whipped on Saturday night.
He didn't win a round.
No,
player.
And he got knocked down twice.
Yeah, yes.
Never been knocked down twice. He's never had a fight where he lost every round. But you cannot blame that on me.
No, you can't.
Really?
You can't blame
that.
Sybil.
And why is that not your work?
Okay, here's that's Bernard Hopkins' work.
Okay.
He's 50 years old. He's fighting a 31-year-old, very hungry Russian who has a knockout rate of 90%.
Okay.
90% of the boxers that he faces.
He knocks out.
He knocks them out.
Okay. Can we forget the fact that when Bernard came on the show, he was gassed up?
Because gas is cheap. Have you seen the price of gas?
Yes.
So I gave him a lot of gas. I topped the tank. I may have spilled a little on the ground.
You gassed him up pretty good.
I gassed him up pretty good.
To send him to the moon, you gave him enough gas.
I gave him enough gas to go out there and get and embarrass me like that.
Ooh.
He shouldn't have been out there.
Okay.
But you didn't tell him that. You didn't say, B-Hop, my man.
No, you
can do this. You got this. You my main man. If anybody can do it, B-Hop can.
And he couldn't. I mean, the people were right. I mean,
okay,
50 years old.
Okay, you won't take that one. 30-year-old Russian. You won't take that one. What about the Bears? That's not your work. We know that's not your work.
No, that's not my work, Sib.
Sib, who's Sib?
Sib. That's the Packers' work. The Packers'
Sib, he can't. He definitely can't take that one, Sib.
Why not?
50, was it 58?
No, it was 55.
55.
To 14.
Horrible.
Wow.
What about the Cowboys? You give me that?
Well, you know what? No.
Huh?
No.
No, because it was in another country.
It was in another country, and it was.
What?
And it was. It was Jacksonville.
That wasn't even Jacksonville. That was a high school. The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Be careful. We're going to Jacksonville.
We are going to Jacksonville. They know.
Okay.
You can't have a team that has only won one game and gets beat every game half to death.
Okay.
Well, all right.
That was pretty sick. Right. So are they going to cut Cutler, Sybil?
I hope so.
Really?
I really do. There's too much money involved, but I'd like them to cut the coach. I'd like them to cut the defensive coordinator. And, of course, Jay Cutler is the quarterback.
Okay.
I'd like for all of them to just poof, be gone next week.
Wow.
But we have cleared this up
about my work, right?
Not necessarily.
Oh, jeez.
Because Chicago is your home.
Yeah.